Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the illest website on the internet. This is the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Risenberg, sitting in with the homie for the evening, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ. Goddamn, in the South, man, trying to, you know, maintain, my nigga.
Damn, but you're not in Atlanta, right?
No. I feel for the people in Atlanta. My sister-in-law, a couple of my partners, they went to work yesterday, didn't know what was going to happen, and they ended up getting stranded. I think my sister-in-law, she had to sleep in her car last night. My homeboy, he left his house yesterday morning about 4 a.m., and I don't think he got home until at least after 5 today. So he was stuck on the highways in a truck for a while. So they said it was looking like The Walking Dead out there. So shit.
Yeah, them pictures don't look good at all, bro. At all.
Fucking crazy, man.
So did they end up getting charge vacation days and shit like that? Or what did they do?
He was still on the clock, so he was getting paid for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know he happy. He got like 30 hours in one day. Like,
oh, because he's a over the road truck driver, as they call it.
Yeah. Well, he's a local, so yeah, he was on the clock, you know. So yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so. That's balling out right there. I know the gas station pictures I saw was all fucked up, man.
I mean, it was crazy, man. People just getting out of their cars and like, fuck it.
I didn't understand when I first started hearing those reports and seeing the Instagram pictures and shit. I was like, well, why are people leaving their cars?
Because people, like, you know, like, you can't really move because traffic was bad, cars getting stuck, and, you know, car getting stuck in front of you, what you gonna do? You can't move around them. You can't, you know, it ain't like, you know, it's dry. You can just go around them up. Nah, man, it was bad out there, man. Horrible.
I don't know that I'm getting out the car, though, and trekking. I've seen people talking about 6-mile hikes.
Yeah. Like, my sister-in-law, she eventually walked home. Like, she was just like, I'm just gonna walk home. You know what I'm saying? Because... it's crazy. Kids had to sleep at schools. So, I mean, like, hey, it was crazy, man. Like, I just don't get it, man.
Hey, man, shout out to all the teachers who stayed with those kids, because that's crazy.
I feel bad for those teachers.
Man, I feel bad for the kids, too. That's, like, that's one of my worst nightmares growing up, was getting stuck at school.
It was like a sleepover. It was like a sleepover with all your cool friends. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that ain't no sleepover, dog. Like, I know that in high school, when they do that, when you graduate, they do the whole lock-in shit. And they were trying to figure out where to do the lock-in. They was like, we can do it at school. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to be there for that, dog. This shit need to be somewhere else. I do not want to get stuck in school. That sounds terrible.
I mean, as long as you ain't made me do no work in that, I'm like, man, fuck that. I ain't doing shit. Like, I'm going to break my cot out. You know?
You know, that's the default. If you at school, you got to do schoolwork.
Man, I would have been like, nah, teach. School ended at 2:50. I was just like, nah, we do what we want to do from now on, man. So, yeah, that's wild, man.
That's horrible, man. And then it ended up breaking out and being like a war against the North folks against the Southern folks. Did you see that shit?
Yes, the Civil War, man. Like, people, oh, there's only 2 inches of snow, and y'all... See, okay, so like I said, so next time when it's a heat wave in the summertime and those people in the up north, I'm so, oh, it's so hot. I can't believe it. People are dying, but it's the summertime. You should be prepared for that. Have your air conditioner, a fan, some cool water. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it goes both ways, people. Like, we don't complain when it's hot in the summertime because we expect it to be hot. So when we complain about us, you know, because we don't get snow down here like that. And when you do, it cripples, especially in Atlanta City, you know, a metropolitan area, 5 million people that has 30 snowplows. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not enough. You know, as many streets you got and all, it's not enough. So people got to understand, like, you know, and if I'm, it's not in my budget. Why am I going to spend money on snowplows when I might need them this year? I might not need them in 2 years, you know? It's you know, it goes both ways, people. So stop the Civil War. Stop it, man.
I mean, people was upset. They was going back and forth about this shit. Why don't y'all understand that it's not the driving down here? It's the ice. I was like, whoa, this shit is getting too personal. I lived down in Atlanta when it snowed. It only took an inch for it to be complete chaos. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. There's nothing you can do about that shit. People here in Austin, when it snowed the other day, bro, we only got sleet and ice. Less than a third of an inch, if that. People had 200 accidents.
Exactly. It's just, I mean, because you got people tires be bald. Like, I mean, this one guy, like, you know, I live in Florida, and we got a little bit of the wintry mix today. Just a little bit. But it was enough to have bridges messed up and people driving crazy, turning out. Like, I was just like, and I was amazed because I'm like, it's not really that bad, but I just don't understand what caused that. So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, if you don't know how to drive in that shit, then you don't know how to drive in that shit. That's pretty much what it is. These people had hazards on and driving like 20 miles an hour. Speed limit 65. They doing 20. It's just, it's what it is, man. So I'm glad everybody's safe. I know my homegirl took her like 11 hours to get home. It's a 20-minute drive normally. So it's rough out there, man. Y'all keep your head up and be safe and all that good stuff. Speaking of the weather, we got to talk about the Super Bowl before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is 101. I didn't tell y'all which episode this is. This is episode 101. We got to talk about the Super Bowl, but before we even get into that part, props to everybody who called in last week for episode 100. We got, I mean, we kind of
made it right now. Yes, yes.
Hold up, dog. Can straight dudes say that?
I mean, you got to say it. You got to say it in that. You got to say it like that. You just can't be like, yeah.
You got to have some base. You got to have some base.
You got to put. You got to put some tea in it or whatever they say. I don't know.
Oh no, not the tea. Don't say tea.
I don't know what that means, man. It just sounded good. If you say yes, you can say tea. So I don't know.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to go, bro.
Oh, okay.
We need help on that, but yeah, man, we got Killer Mike calling in. We got. How did you get Roy Jones Jr., Roy Wood Jr. to call?
Well, I didn't get Roy Jones Jr., but
I said Roy Wood. I fixed it.
I mean, man, I we asked the nation, we begged the nation, and then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to put it in my own hands. I went to Twitter. I was aggressive with it, and you're just sending out little fillers and asking people. I asked a lot of people. You know, some people didn't respond. Some people was just like, you know, it was too busy. But like I say, thanks to Killer Mike. I mean, if Killer Mike, Fonte, and Roy Wood and other people called in, Jesus Nice, Jesus and
call, yeah.
Everybody called in, it didn't take that long. I mean, it was a voicemail. It wasn't like I was asking you to record a drop and you had to make sure you sounded good. You understand. We don't edit shit over here. So if you fucked up on your thing, we wouldn't have gave a shit. So like I said, props to all them people that came out, showed us love on episode 100. It really meant a lot to the whole staff because that let us know that somebody care. Even if you only care for that one little, just to hear your voice on our Afrocast, it made us feel good to hear your voice on our Afrocast. So, you know, thank y'all people, man. Y'all really, you know, made us feel good, man. Made us feel good. Man.
I think that was the thing I took away from it, is a lot more people listen to the show than I thought. They might not comment. They might not retweet the show, but a lot more people actually fuck with it. So that's dope, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate all that. But the topic of episode 101 is going to be the Super Bowl and the Grammys. In a nutshell, that's pretty much where we're going with this. I got to talk about the Super Bowl real quick because it's the last day of the year for me.
It's the last football game. This is it.
This is it.
September.
I mean, this fucking is revelations for me, dog. This is it, man. The year's all downhill after this point, man.
Exactly. I don't know what – I mean, I'm trying to watch basketball because I know, like, it's one football game left. One. I mean, I did enjoy the Pro Bowl Sunday. I like the new little format they went with the having mixed teams, and it's not AFC versus NFC because everybody knows the AFC is garbage. But just, I mean, I like the little format, and I mean, it got a, you know, it's like, I don't know, man, it's last game of the year, man. I hope it's a good game. I just don't want to see no bullshit. And who you got, Saul, right? Who you got, man?
Sticking with the Broncos, man.
Sticking with the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small part of me wants to root for Sherman because fuck y'all. That's why. Sherman been getting heat this whole time. And I just want to root for the Brun to get it so you haters can shut the fuck up. Problem is, he's on the Seahawks, and that's like the rival. So I can't root for the Seahawks. It's just not going to work.
But a win for your conference for your conference.
Sorry, sir. This is a college. That's not how I work in the pros. That's not how I work in the pros, dog. That's not going to get it. So he got to lose, and Peyton got to get his ring, and it's just the way it's going to be. And I don't really think it's going to be close.
Wow.
I got the Broncos up by at least 3 touchdowns.
Oh, wow. Hey, Seattle, this is your boy King Germ calling you. Seattle defense, I don't know if y'all need any more bulletin board material. I'm pretty sure half the team listens to this forecast. So you heard it's all right. Just shit on you guys. go out there and break fucking Peyton Manning's neck. That's all I got to say.
Oh, come on, man. We can't kill Peyton Manning, man.
I said kill him. I said break his neck.
That's dead, man.
No, he's not. Yeah, listen, man. You can break your neck and not die. I mean, you just can't play no more. But you know.
Exactly. That means it's the death of Peyton Manning as far as we know it. I don't want to see Peyton on the sidelines in the wheelchair, man, up in the booth.
I mean, hey, that'd be awesome.
So it sounds like you're pulling for the Seahawks.
I mean, if I got one game to win, I'm going to go with the team with the better defense because I always believe defense wins championships. It's a proven fact. If I got one game, I'm going with the team with the better defense. And the Seahawks defense is just leaps and bounds better than Denver's defense. Seattle plays a base 4-3 defense, and that's what they don't care about what you doing on offense. We're going to come out in our 4-3, and we're going to stop you. And that's what they've been doing all year long. And I just don't see them, you know, Peyton Manning is great, but I feel like Peyton Manning under pressure is not the great Peyton Manning that we've been seeing all year. And I really think that the Seahawks will give him some pressure, and he's not going to be able to sit back there and dissect the defense like he's usually doing. And, you know, the end's going to give him some pressure. They got the best secondary, so, you know, the secondary versus the wide receiver is going to be a good matchup. They got enough men to, you know, block all four Peyton receivers or six or whatever. And I'm pretty sure that the Broncos are going to concede the running game, the throwing screens, because they're not going to be able to run the ball against Seattle defense. So they're going to be throwing a lot of screens to Moreno and whoever the other running backs are. So it's going to be a good game, hopefully. I'm hoping it's a good game. And I got Seattle winning a close one, 23-17.
So now, if you've been following us along this entire journey on the Frocast, you know that Germans had the worst sports season ever. So that pretty much means that the Broncos are going to win.
I usually pick the Super Bowl correctly, and my scores be so close to being correct. So if you look on the Fro, I'm probably 3-0 in picking Super Bowls. 3-0.
Damn, I hope you're wrong this time, man. I can't stomach Seattle winning.
I can't stomach Peyton Manning winning, because that's just like, even though I want to see Champ Bailey get in the ring, well, I really don't want it. Champ is a Georgia Bulldog, so, I'd rather see Seattle win this year. I don't know. Seattle's having the best week ever, you know, culminating with the Super Bowl victory, and then what we'll talk about later. I really think Seattle's having the best week ever, man. So we got to, you know, it's got to continue. It's got to continue.
Is it a major issue that Marshawn Lynch doesn't want to talk to the fucking media?
I mean, I don't have no problem with that. I mean, it's just like the rules are that you have to do at least three, you have to be available 3 days during media week. And he was there. I mean, just because I don't want to entertain all your little stupid questions and, you know, I'm here to play football. You know, it's other guys out here that really want to talk. I really don't want to talk. So go talk to somebody else that really wants to talk. That's going to give you some good sound bites instead of me being the boring guy just sitting there like, you know, I mean, I have no fault with that. I'm here to play football. My mind's on the game. I'm not going to give, you know, I'm not going to say anything that's going to take away from, you know, I'm Team Marshawn on this one.
But is it fair for the league to require them to do this shit?
The league, man, I guess it's because NFL wants to have that sound bite, that access. So it's not fair that the league does it, but I can understand why the league does it. Just like, you know, most teams, most leagues, they make you stay for the press conference. And if you walk out of press, like he would got fined, right, if he didn't do it. And so, I mean, is it worth $25,000? I mean, so he sat there and said, hey, I'm not going to lose 25 grand. So I'm sitting here, answer three questions. I'm due to the bare minimum and I'm going to leave. I have no problem with that. No problem at all.
Yeah, we're about to, I just feel like it's not required. It shouldn't be required. You get the people who do want to do it and let them do their thing. Yeah. But Marshawn Lynch clearly doesn't want to be there. They, you know, trying to drag him along. He climbing over tables and shit. Yes. Some dude's not cut out for that shit.
Yes.
Big Swole D'Angelo with the Skittles is not worried about this shit, man.
Exactly. Go talk to that third string guy that hasn't seen the field all year. He'll talk to you all you want to. You might not know who he is. You might not care what he thinks. But he's talking. He's giving you that, you know, I mean.
Go dig up Tyquan Underwood or some shit.
Yes, I'm sure he got a Seahawk cut in the back of his head.
We just added GQ Blue to the call. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Farrakhan Guevara, a.k.a. No Plantains Needed. What's up, y'all? Sorry I'm late.
It's all good, man. You know how we do around here. We all running late, man. We just talking about the Super Bowl.
Capital B, black late.
Capital B. I represent, Jerm.
And trying to see what you think about it, man. What's your predictions? What do you think about Marshawn Lynch? Fuck Richard Sherman or nah?
Okay, so before my drunk forecast predictions 2 weeks ago,
I actually had picked
the Broncos and the Seahawks in the season. I said they were going to be in the Super Bowl. I was right. I think the Seahawks have a chance. I'm rolling with the Seahawks. Richard Sherman's my boy. We all know he's my boy. Shout out to Beta Talk Chapter. Far Marshawn Lynch, dude's real extra right now.
Extra.
Somebody can listen to Jamel Hill.
I mean, I just, how many questions can you ask me about Skittles? I
feel that. But I'm saying dude should have been like, hey, next question.
I mean,
now I've heard somebody
what he did.
Yeah, but not next question that won't climb over the table though.
I mean, he said, listen, he had to stay. It's a certain amount that he had to do. He did a minimum. He dipped. I mean, I was just like, you know, Marshawn Lynch, he's always been that way with the media, too. Like, he just, and you know, the media will paint a bad picture of you if you don't kiss their ass. Hmm. Oh, you're a bad guy then since you don't want to talk to me. You know, and you know, he just doesn't like talk to the media because the media, they'll turn the story around on you quick. So I can understand why these athletes are the way they are with the media, you know, saying that we are part of the media, but we don't, you know, we don't intrude on people like that. You know, you don't want to be bothered by us. We ain't gonna leave you the fuck alone. But, you know, I understand, but I can understand both sides of the story. If I was a fan, I want that. Oh, you know, Marshawn Lynch said his friend got killed when he was 15. You know, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I want to see you play football, man. Period.
I think that
like I said, I'm not mad, you know, for not wanting to talk. I'm just saying the whole, you know, table thing is just a little bit much.
What should he have done, though?
I can't tell another man what to do, man. That's how he reacted. That's how he reacted.
You think it's extra, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I found out that Marshawn Lynch is a Sigma, too. How you feel about that, Blue? Just looked that up. Marshawn Lynch is a Sigma. The Beta Tall Chapter. Mm. Wow.
I haven't confirmed that.
That's a joke. I was just kidding.
I know.
Yeah, but first of all, we don't fact check on this show.
Yeah.
Second of all, Jerm is not going to be the one to give you those Sigma facts. That's just not going to happen.
Hey,
Jerm gives
you never know, man. Hey, a broken clock is right at least two times a day, man.
Oh, no, you're probably right. Well, you're definitely right more than me. I just was saying that you're not going to look up no Greek facts. Did you ever consider pledging?
We talked about this. I was going to be a Kappa, but I wasn't light enough.
Man, you can't do that.
Just being honest, I didn't pass the paper bag test, man. They ain't let me in, man.
Shut up, Jerm.
They said, take your dark ass over there to the blue and white or the purple and gold. They said, get your ass away from here, man. So, it is what it is.
You just wanted to be strolling with the cane anyway. I could definitely see Jerm out there clowning for the ladies.
Hey, man. No, you know, I love the ladies. Ladies love me.
Damn, I can't even keep my own shit. In 2014, you jacking my shit.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Paul.
You didn't trademark it. Oh, God damn. It's all right. You got the best one of 2014 so far. Shit.
That sounded horrible. I was like, no.
Speaking of horrible, can we talk about Atlanta? Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Go for it, man.
So, is it like third world country in Atlanta right now? I see people stranded, people on the highway for 18, 19 hours.
The Walking Dead, man. Rick and fucking Shane is about to ride through there in a Hyundai looking for walkers.
Like, it's dudes in white Broncos tweet that they giving out shelter. I wouldn't trust that for nothing.
Oh, shit.
It's all right.
OJ. They on that OJ, man. My Broncos red.
Okay. Damn, all right.
Thank you,
in my mind, it was white, man. In my mind, it was white, man.
You just had me set up for all the slander. That's cold right now, man. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's just they're not prepared for that shit, man. Yeah. It don't take much for shit to go crazy. You leave people in bad situations, they're going to just make choices. They're like, fuck it, I got to go. And walk out and leave their cars. I don't understand that one, but I guess you do what you got
to
do.
Well, where are you going to walk to? You on 70, right?
Nigga, they
walk
as long as shit.
I mean, people were sleeping in grocery stores, Home Depots. They were sleeping wherever they could. All the hotels were booked up. It was bad out there. It was bad. Like, people sleeping in their cars. It was just horrible. Like, and you had this one lady, she was going around, like, handing out food to all the stranded people, like, giving them a bottle of water and a banana. And they were showing her on the news, and she bust her ass. I know, I laughed so hard. I mean, she slipped and boom! I was like, oh, shit! Like,
damn.
Yes.
Except for like, it was a couple businesses that weren't allowing people to come in. It was like McDonald's and some other shit was telling people that you can't come in for any reason and locking them the fuck out. Hey, that's cold blooded, man. That's bad pub too. You don't want
to. Shout out to our folks in Atlanta, man. Shout out to all y'all, man.
Yeah, baby Katrina right. going on here, man. Call FEMA. Where Ray Nagin at when you need him, man?
Wow, jerks.
I mean, my partner, he like live blog, like he was Facebooking his whole ordeal, and that shit was like a book, man. I was just reading it, like, because like I said, he was stuck. He was just keeping us live update with his whole little ordeal going through, and I was like, damn, this is like 2005 all over again, man. This shit was crazy, man.
Damn, this shit is fucked up. I wonder how long it's gonna take him to get that shit back together.
Oh, like, temperatures are gonna be high tomorrow. They'll be back. One more day. Kasim Reed, the mayor, he was on the news, and he said about one more day and everything will be back to normal. But shout out to all the people who cars left out there. The Jack boys will be walking through there looking whatever they can get, man. Because in Florida, I-10 is shut down all the way to the Atlanta border. Like, you can't even ride I-10. Like, it's crazy. It's fucked up. Yes, man. Whole interstate is shut down for like 100. Maybe 100, 200 miles, maybe. It's ridiculous.
I didn't even know they got it that bad.
Well, we just got ice, and then we got a lot of overpasses, and so, the bridge ice faster than the road or something.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's just so dangerous. And so, they shut the whole highway down.
Man, that shit is rough, man. What we were talking about, Blue, before we got into the Super Bowl stuff, is that the rest of the show, the amount that we got left here, about another 30 minutes or so, we're going to talk about these damn Grammys. And hip-hop and all that shit together, man. Did either of you actually watch the full Grammys?
I did.
Really?
Yes.
I'm impressed, sir.
And the sad part about it, I knew 90% of the songs because where my little part-time job is, they don't play nothing but, like, top 40 radio. So I knew, like, all the songs. And I was just like, wow. It's crazy. Crazy.
Mm. Did any of the nominations shock you? Or the winners shock you? Maybe not the nominations, but the winners.
I was shocked Yolanda Adams didn't win the Gospel Award.
Who won?
I realized, what's that girl name? She sings, I know Ty Tribbett might, I think Ty Tribbett won, and some lady that sings some other song. I can't think of her name. Tasha Cross or something like that.
We're going to hell.
But other than that, no shocking results from the Grammys. None at all.
I don't know. Everything went the way you expected, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Kendrick Lamar won Album of the Year, Song of the Year, all that good stuff.
Sir?
What? He didn't win?
I don't think that's what happened.
Might be a little bit different.
Oh, so who won then? If Kendrick didn't win, looking at the category, it was Drake, Kendrick. No, Drake wasn't even in there, was he? Yes, it was Drake, Kendrick, Jay-Z, and some guy named Macklemore, never heard of, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think Macklemore put his bid in on that one.
Wow.
He walked away before them motherfuckers.
God damn.
So he won Best New Artist. He won Best Rap Album.
are you saying that our music break is going to be all Macklemore?
I'm saying that there will not be a music break because I refuse.
Mm.
I refuse. That's not... Yeah, so he wins all four awards. He beat Kendrick Lamar. He beat Drake. He beat Jay-Z. He beat Kanye. Goddamn.
Damn.
I don't even know how to process this right now. I mean, we tell you this, I guess for the last 2 years we've been saying this, right? We don't fuck with the Grammys.
Nah, not at all.
So I really didn't watch this shit at all. The only shit I saw was what we posted on Nappy Afro. And that's it. I don't fuck
with it. Shout out
to H2O. Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, props to you, bro, because damn the Grammys. and this is why. This is why. People are asking it, and Jeremy, you asked too, what does him winning the Grammys mean for hip-hop? What does white guy winning mean for hip-hop, I guess is a better way to phrase it, right?
I mean, because B-Eazy brought this up to me. Shout out to B-Eazy for the topic, because he was like, he's really worried in 20 years, rap will go the ways of jazz and rock and roll. Because he was just like, he feels like in 20 years, let's say he's like, my son, like, hey, I want to be a rapper. One of his friends will say, why you want to do that white boy shit? Because, he feels that, like, rock and roll, like, if you see black people to do rock and roll, we always say, oh, he on that white boy shit. But when we started it, you know what I'm saying? So that's really our shit. So how can a black person be doing some white shit when we started it? And he feels that with Macklemore winning, This is going to open up the door to make hip-hop white, which is something that Scarface was saying that we talked about on one Frocast. And it's like coming to fruition now. It's like it's coming true. Because rap is really getting watered down. Ain't no more baggy jeans and, you know, dusty, grimy, Onyx, Wu-Tang-looking niggas in hip-hop. Everything is safe now. You got rappers using their real names. And it's like all safe bets in hip-hop now. And I think that's, you know, I don't think it's going to change anything. Because me personally, I feel like hip-hop is growing. And the culture is expanding. And, you know, we got people in Africa, you know, that want to rap. People in New Zealand that want to rap. And it's just, that's how they do it. And it's just going to change like that. And, you know, I think that's good for the culture. But, you know, as Macklemore, we don't even support Macklemore music. For him to have the best album in hip hop, and it's not been supported by the people of hip hop, which are mostly people of color, you know, I think that's telling of the Grammys how they feel about things. Like, the Grammys all about what makes the most money. And what makes the most money is Justin Timberlake, Macklemore, Lady Gaga, you know, acts of that nature, not, you know, Kendrick Lamar. Even though hip-hop peers like Saul Wright feel like Kendrick Lamar had one of the dopest albums of all time. But according to the Grammys, Macklemore album's way better, way better. And I can only name two songs on Macklemore album. I probably can name one. If I know two of them, but I only can name one of them, you know, but that's how it is.
This is why I quit fucking with the Grammys, is because it has no tie-in to the culture at all.
None.
Like, so there's a couple other things. It'll end up being an article if I get to rambling, but there's a couple things to consider, and is that, number one, the Grammys, we had to kick down the door to get recognized by the Grammys. And then basically when we got there, they changed the rules on us. They said, okay, now that you're here, put on this jacket, put on these gloves, do this dance, and we'll keep you in. And that's what we did. We got to look at the list of people who don't have Grammys. Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Rakim.
Nas does have a Grammy.
For what?
For one of Will Smith's songs, but go ahead.
What, a writer credit?
Yes, it's a Grammy.
Come on, man. This is not writer credits. This motherfucker Macklemore just walking with the best album and shit. Yeah. I was going to say Rakim, but
can I ask you a question? What album does Nas deserve a Grammy for? Let this humor me right now.
Come on, Durham.
I'm not the dude. You know, I'm not the Nas dude, so I can't even defend that.
I'm just asking. Like, if you can pick a Nas album that's Grammy ready, or Grammy that this should win a Grammy, just name the album. And don't say Illmatic. Don't say Illmatic.
It was written. Stillmatic. I still don't understand why you don't like Stillmatic, Jerm, but
have you listened to Stillmatic? That's why
the greatest intro of all time in hip hop.
Oh, so we just giving Grammys for intros? Okay.
One mic, you still not convinced?
What about Rewind? That's the greatest song he ever wrote.
Rewind is sick.
Yeah, it's sick. It made me sick. But this is not the shit on Nas. We're here to shit on Macklemore today. We're shit on Nas episode 102 and beyond. But right now,
yeah. But like you would consider, regardless how you feel about the artist, you consider Tupac, Biggie, maybe not Rakim for Jerm, Q, either Face, Ghost or Scarface, Public Enemy, Run DMC. These would be the names that you'd expect to be on that list. We got Macklemore.
Outkast won a Grammy.
There you go.
Album of the year. They want album of the year. Not just rap. They want album of the year.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Yes.
It happens every once in a while. And then you have Macklemore winning four. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I said, we kicked down the door to get recognized. They said, okay, here you go. We'll give you this. Here's how we feel about it for real. Here's this. Here's how we feel about it for real. And he won four, dog.
Hey, I mean, this was his year, man. Seattle's having the best week ever, man. It's going to culminate with a Super Bowl championship, man. It just has to be this way, man. This is the Lord, the heist, man. I told y'all this long ago, that was a perfectly named album because it stole everything away from the other. I mean, it just, the heist, man. They knew what they were doing. Shout out to Slug, man, Atmosphere, because they made basically the same kind of music that Macklemore has made years ago that was even better and more hip-hop influenced. And white people didn't care. So Macklemore doing it now, and it's just like, whoa, this that new shit. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not new. You know what I'm saying? This is, so, you know. I gotta
get you props for that call, man. Shit, the heist. They stole the awards this year. That's amazing.
Yes. It was just like, I mean, when they perfectly titled album, it's like, you know, stay woke, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Illuminati's upon us, man. I mean, it's just, you know, they did it. So, you know.
GQ, what do you think about the question is what will hip-hop look like in the next 20 years? What does this mean for it? Will it go the way of jazz or rock and roll? Or?
So, I don't think rappers not being thugged out means it's getting wider. But I do think that rap is getting wider. I think urban music in general is getting wider. I think white folks are pushing black people out of the genres that we made. Just like we saw rock and roll appropriated by white people. Any popular art form at some point is going to be appropriated by white people because, for the most part, they have the mainstream, you know, the labels. They have they own the companies. And, you know, we can say go independent all you want to, but at the end of the day, that we don't own any companies. We don't own distribution companies. We can make our own little labels. You know, you can make your own little label, but at the end of the day, who's going to put it out? So for mass consumption, I think in 20 years, you know, this is somebody quoted yesterday. I heard this was the first year in like over 40 years that there was no number one single on Billboard 100 by a black artist.
How is that? Oh, you're talking about a single?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was no single. That got for number
the whole
one.
Year?
The whole year, 2013, there was no single by a black artist that reached number one.
What?
There was number twos. There was number one.
Amazing. That is amazing. God,
sounds like some facts on that too. I saw that,
but I was just like, I was like, how is that possible? Like, but God damn, GQ said it. It's got to be true.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying. So I mean, you know, look at it. There was no black artist up there by themselves yesterday or Sunday. Everybody was with somebody else, outside of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Of course.
And Beyonce being called a whore now in England.
Hold on, Tracy May
was upset about that one.
Yeah, we can't be saying that stuff on this. We can shut down. We just got.
I said England. I said not us. We didn't say it. We love Beyonce.
Yeah, but
we
what you it. Said that first part, people quit hearing the rest of it.
Yeah. All they heard was called Beyonce. That's it. This dude on that forecast called Beyonce a whore. No, I was
for real. This shit just went from bad to worse.
So that's definitely problematic to me. Just, you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with Macklemore. I don't think he's all that great. I mean,
did you buy the
album? All that great?
Did you buy it? Do you have the album? I ain't gonna ask you. Did you buy it? I know you didn't.
No, I don't have the album.
It's all right, guy. He listens to it in the caddy all the time.
Stop. I refuse.
Hey, question, man. While I was watching the Grammys, I noticed the Daft Punk guys, they were wearing, like, fucking robot suits. What's the fucking deal with them?
I think it's just, like, from what I know, I don't know anything about them. But from the comments that I saw on the net, on the interwebs, is that they're kind of like the masked wrestlers of music. They kind of do that to keep their identity secret, so that's how they roll.
Wow.
So, I mean, imagine that. You're one of the biggest names in whatever kind of music you want to call that shit. And you can go home and take off your little helmet and go out to the store and be regular. And won't nobody fuck with you. That's dope shit. I mean, it's almost like they part of the Frocast.
But it's kind of hard. I would think keeping up that facade would be kind of hard. Like, you know, because they said even when they're, like, they rarely do interviews. If they did, one interview, they had their backs turned or something. I was just like, it's got to be hard to keep up that for so long. Like, I just be like, you know what? Fuck it, man. But I guess, you know, they don't have to worry about no paparazzi because you don't know who they are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That you following the car all day. And yeah, that shit is crazy, man. I don't get it. But I kind of feel like the thing that's different about hip hop that's different from jazz and rock and roll is that it's us. Like, blues faded. I don't feel like blues was taken over by white folks. Blues faded away. It still exists, but it's not as prevalent commercially as it was before. That's us. Hip hop is us. Even when white people rap, if you see a bunch of white dudes rapping and a black dude come up and rap, they automatically expect you to own it. There's like some kind of reverence. How
it's
I
like
feel
basketball court. It.
Yeah, yeah. They automatically feel like, okay, this is your shit. When people come in, we had guys come in today to the gym. Him and his wife are from Germany, and they came in, and he got on the Adidas tracksuit. You know what I'm saying? Head to toe, Adidas tracksuit. His wife got on a Run DMC shirt. These are white German folks came in. And when they saw one of the other guys there, they were talking to him. When they saw me, it was immediately dap and what's up and the whole nine. So I feel like there's a reverence there because it's our shit that they just can't own and take away from us.
Oh, they ain't going to own and take it away from you, but you ain't going to hear your shit.
Ain't going to hear where? What are we talking about? We talking about commercially still?
What wrestler is going to play your shit in 20 years?
I don't know. Any of that shit will be the same in 20 years. I kind of feel like that's it's actually helping hip-hop because radio stations are going to be a thing of the past anyway. We got all these internet stations popping up and people doing podcasts from their fucking living room and garage. And this is kind of where people are going for music. You know what I mean? So
Spotify, all the
radio. I don't need the radio stations no more. That's why you see less and less radio stations around in general. Of course, it's going to go to our shit first because we got the ratchet music, right? So they take away the black stations first. You go from 2 and 3 hip-hop stations to one R&B station, and that's it. But I think ultimately we're just not going to have to rely on that shit anymore. So you'll still hear the music, and you'll probably hear more of it. They got stations right now on, I want to say Winamp before that shit closed or whatever the fuck happened with Winamp. It was in Germany, and they played all hip-hop shit. New hip-hop, old hip-hop. It was just top hip-hop music. And that station's like one of the top stations on there. So I don't feel like it's going anywhere. They can't appropriate this. Rock and roll, they flat out stole because we didn't have any we didn't have any vested interest in the rock and roll. We made the music, but it wasn't the extension of who we are. Hip hop is our shit.
So let me ask you this, all right? Are you gonna be comfortable with that? That you're gonna have to search harder for your own shit? Because it's kind of like the thing with, you know, when Tyler Perry first started. You know, he couldn't catch a break from movie theaters. So he had to go on a chilling circuit to make plays. And then he finally got his own, he found enough money out the plays to make his own production company and put his own films out. So yeah, that's cool. And we have a source for it, but you're not getting that from the mainstream. And we as black people have always, you know, pushing the mainstream to be more diverse and open it up. So are we going to say, you know what, fuck, we tired of the mainstream? And we cool with y'all having y'all own, you know, representation, which probably will be 95% white.
But that's what we're going to fight them. That's what we do anyway. Tyler Perry's putting his own movies out. Like you just said, that's kind of what we do. That's what we do. Look at Friday. It took them $3 to make Friday. That shit is a classic. Made millions. Made people stars. Look at Boys in the Hood. Look at Juice. That's kind of what we do. If you don't want to fund our shit, we're going to get it made. And we're going to support our shit.
But it's not like you had Juice coming out 12 times a year, like once a month. They came out like once and you had to wait a while, right? So I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's going to happen, but you're going to have to search harder for it. You know, we fought before to make sure that we didn't have to struggle that hard to get our shit out. You know, John Singleton had to do that, but I bet he wouldn't want that ideal circumstance. He probably would want something easier and better to reach more people, but he didn't. But he has to do what he had to do. So, yeah, it can still be around like that, but do you want to have it like that?
Yeah, I don't mind. I think that once you have more resources, you should be required to do more to get the shit you need. We used to be able to grab a phone book and encyclopedia and get whatever we need right there in 2 seconds. We have the internet now. That shit's not readily available. So you might have to do a search to the 12th page to get the number that you're looking for locally or something like that. Then again, the way technology is working, you don't even have to search that hard for shit. You type in underground hip hop and you'll find shit for days. If you go to Pandora and put in a Nitty Scott MC, you put her on Pandora, you find all kinds of artists that you never heard of. It just kind of brings it to you. But the idea of turning on the radio station like it was in the 80s, you know, back before Jern was born, if you turn it on in the 80s, you would hear a Far Side followed by a Run DMC, followed by, you know what I'm saying, Diggable Planets and Cypress Hill. You heard all that diversity on the radio because it was new and it was hip. Just like they had the hair bands, you would hear some fucking Twisted Sister, and then you turn around and hear Quiet Riot, and then you hear U2, and you would hear all that shit because music was bumping and everything was new, so we were just grabbing. But now, once you start monetizing shit, people are going to direct the way the shit flows.
I'm sorry to cut you off, sorry, but I want to ask both of y'all, why do you think, even in 2013, when black people have the second highest buying power in the world, why are we still not buying our own music?
Because the internet is out there, and why am I going to buy music when it's right there for free online? I mean, that's just the whole generation.
Why do you buy music, though?
They download, too. I mean, it's just, everybody, Everybody downloads music. That's not a black, white thing, a Chinese thing. Everybody downloads. That's a problem that the music industry is having. Because, it's just a, you know, they ain't buying albums like they was in 2000. You know what I'm saying? When people, you know, you could sneeze and go platinum in 2000. Now, you basically got to show some dick pics, titty pics, get naked, sex tape, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Kill somebody, go to jail, just to go have a gold album these days. I mean, it's
you know, I get that, and yes, album sales are down across the board, but even still, there's always some white person on the, you know, across a million, easy. In hip hop, you only have like what, four people that can go platinum?
Shit, name them four people. Drake,
Kendrick went platinum
after like a year.
I mean, but I'm saying he went. Oh,
yeah,
platinum.
He did go platinum. Yeah, yeah.
Kendrick, Drake,
you're saying. Jay-Z,
Kanye,
Jay-Z.
Kanye did. He can go platinum. He didn't.
He can. But, you know, yeah. And maybe Nicki, because Nicki didn't go platinum the last time. You know, her last shit was kind of like a rehash.
Yeah. So I feel like that should be excluded from it. But that goes back to the conversation we said before. Yeah, and Weezy, when he's not making a rock album. But we talked about this before, and it's like, are we the ones that make those artists go platinum or not?
We're not. It's the white people that's buying the album. You can't think that 12 to 13% of the population is gonna buy a million albums. I mean, it's still white people are buying all the music. White people, they buy records faithfully. Like,
but even 13% of the population spends $6 billion a year.
Yeah, now if you attach your CD to a pair of shoes, yeah, you gonna go platinum. I mean, you know, some shoes or a fucking Gucci belt, yeah, you're going to go platinum. But if you just trying to sell me a CD, oh, no, nigga, I don't want your shit. Only black nigga I know that buy albums is Questlove. I mean, that's about it.
Can I make a reach? I mean, we're about to roll into Black History Month. Can I make a reach? Is it possible that iTunes and the iPod are like the civil rights movement of music? So that MP3s? Once they introduce the MP3s, the idea of doing what you did before, or the idea of making any progress of owning the music and buying the shit, there's no more reason to do that shit. So we got complacent.
Yeah, when's the last time you went and bought an album on a Tuesday, Saul, right?
On a Tuesday?
When they came out. So new release Tuesday. When's the last time you went and bought one?
Shit. Actually went to the store. I can't
remember. Actually went to the store and purchased a CD.
I really can't remember. On a Tuesday. I don't remember the last time I was that excited about an album.
See, and that's what happened. I mean, because Tuesday used to go to the store on Tuesday. You'll buy a CD just if you like one song. You're like, oh, that's my song right there, number 8, man. I'll just go ahead and buy it. And, you know, but now you like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, you just don't want to do it. I just think it's just America's need to have everything fast. The microwave fucked up everything, man.
You go back as far as the microwave?
Yes, man. You know, before you had to...
It's fucked up, man. I like some goddamn microwave popcorn.
So, quick question. How many albums did y'all buy in 2013?
Let me lie to you. I bought one J. Cole album. That's the only album I bought in 2013.
I think I bought like 7 or 8. But a lot of those were iTunes.
I mean, we're still buying an album. If you buy the entire CD. Yeah.
But I was separating the iTunes because it speaks back to Germ's idea. The enthusiasm is gone, dog. Like, when I worked in a record store. So Tuesday was the one night we didn't make shit. We made $7, if that. And Tuesday was the night everybody wanted to work because you had to put, or Monday night was the night everybody wanted to work because you had to stay late and put the albums out. And you got to see the cases and, you know, we get a sample copy. You get to open it up and read the liner notes and shit. That was the night.
Yeah, so the promo posters and all that stuff.
All that shit. You had in-store signings that actually meant something because you had to come get the physical CD and get the shit signed. And then once the MP3 came out, it was like, there's no need to rush to the store now. Now I can buy this shit from my couch. And I know that, not only that, we got so quick with it that now I know that people are going to buy it. I don't even have the rush to try and make this shit a success. I can just buy it Friday when I get paid. Before, you used to count your pennies, bruh.
What?
You used to save up and know, hey, look, Biggie album coming out, I need to have $17.99 with tax. It's going to be right about $21 and some change. I need to have that. So something like that.
What state you lived in? What kind of tax you got? Goddamn, sorry.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live in Georgia and you buy an album from Tower Records.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Tower, motherfucker. Because they was expensive as shit. Or you used to go in there. The idea of going into a record store and buying a foreign copy single when you had to wait 3 weeks for that shit. It might be $30. Mm. But you know, ain't nobody else you know got that shit. They ain't never heard it. You gotta wait. And it was worth it. You put your money down and you just waiting on that bitch to come in. You don't have, there's no reason to do that now. I can get foreign copies of anything I want to right now on iTunes.
Or and YouTube and make it to an MP3. It's ridiculous.
There's no need to do that shit no more. So I think that's the main culprit in the whole nine. That doesn't speak to motherfuckers like Macklemore winning the goddamn award for a category that they're not associated with.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think Macklemore's song, Thrift Shop, was the best song you heard in 2013?
Impossible. Impossible. Just like, there's no way, dog. Shit, Holy Grail is on there, and that's better than this.
Well, Jay-Z did win a Grammy for best rap song collaboration. Right. But
let's break it down.
Yeah, exactly.
But he had to have this in Timberlake.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you know, just Timberlake still won, you know. And there's another thing. If you notice all the, you know, black performers, they had to perform with someone else. Like you said, besides Beyonce. But Kendrick had to go on with the Imagine Dragons. Who else was there that was black that performed? Pharrell, did he perform?
Katy Perry.
Yeah, yeah. Juicy J had to perform with Katy Perry. If somebody else.
But is that a has to, or is that just the way we're doing
it? It has to. Right now? If you black and you want to win a Grammy, they said, what's the black lady name? Hathaway, Layla Hathaway or something?
Yeah.
Said she had to sing three notes to win a Grammy. Like, she had to sing, like, it was, well, not three notes, but she had to do, like, whatever. She had three different voices. I mean, you got to do a lot to win a Grammy if you're black. You're just not, they're not going to give it to you. You're going to have to really, really, really be like, you know what? You got to be head and shoulders above competition. You know what I'm saying? Which we thought Kendrick, like, you know, we thought Kendrick should have won this. You know, everybody, even Macklemore, which he went to Instagram, which I think was a whole move, what he did. You know, he screenshotted the text message he sent to Kendrick Lamar and said, yo, I really felt that you should have won this, but I was going to say that you deserved it, but then I froze up and da 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 da. You know, I have no problem with him sending Kendrick the text message. I have a problem with him screenshotting it and sending it to the bloggers. That's why I think he fucked up at. Like, he was doing damage control for something that he didn't do nothing wrong. Like, you didn't, it's not like you rigged the awards. You know what I'm saying? They picked you. You ain't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? You don't apologize for winning. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like you was trying to spin it. So you was like, hey, I don't want hip hop to be mad at me. You know, I really think Good Kid, Mad City was the best album. But, you know, the association felt like my album was better. Don't do Damage Control, Macklemore. That was some fuck shit that you did. And you know what I'm saying? That was very white of you, Macklemore. And you know what I'm saying? That's not a hip hop move, what you did. You won. Say you won. Take a picture with your Grammys and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Say Kendrick, like, hey, nigga, you should have won this shit. But don't say nigga, because he might whoop your ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise that. I think what you're saying is true. He could have got all props if he would have just showed up there on that stage when they named him the winner and said, yo, I can't accept this award. Kendrick had a better album. Drake had a better album. Jay-Z had like, if he would have just owned up to that shit, or if he would have accepted it and said, but y'all need to fix this shit, he would have got so many props for that shit. Instead, yes. He just took it and kicked it and was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know, we having the best night ever, nigga. Like, nah, dog. It's not how it works. That's not how that shit goes. That's just not how that shit goes, man. So then I guess the flip side is that when we do the BET Hip Hop Awards, Kendrick needs to do a clean sweep. We need to have a statue of that motherfucker on stage. And all of that will be done, and Jay-Z still won't be there to do shit.
Well, you know, I'm about to say, too, it was actually great that Kendrick didn't win the Grammy.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't need to. He doesn't need it. I mean, and this has been an argument that Jay-Z made, you know, before 99 when he got the Grammy. This is an argument that Public Enemy made. We need to quit looking for the Grammys to validate black music. Mm. We don't need it. Mm. I mean, especially for an art form that came out of counterculture and protest, what are you looking for? A mainly white establishment to adorn you with a title of album of the year.
But that being on my resume, me being a Grammy nominated, Grammy winning, I can charge you more money now. Like, you got to come see me because I'm Grammy nominated. Like, that helps. That looks good on my resume. That's all. It does boost your resume. Killer Mike, you got to call him Grammy Award winning Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? He's just not Killer Mike. He's Grammy Award winning Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? So that gives you, that looks good on your resume. So I can understand why winning a Grammy is good, but if I didn't win, I wouldn't feel as bad. You know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick, like you said, I wouldn't feel bad about it, but it also could have helped him. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause after you win a Grammy, your record sales go up the week after. Cause I see my wife, she was on iTunes, listen to the Macklemore song. I said, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, I just want to see what this song all about. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, you know, like, what's going on? But, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying? The Grammy, you know, Kendrick album sales, I mean, his album sales still might go up, but it's not going to be up like him winning. Like, I'm pretty sure Macklemore going to be the number one album in the country next week when the Easy Do the Numbers game. Is Macklemore going to be back up in the top 10, top 20, or whatever? Because, you know, a lot of people that didn't listen to the heist are going to go out and buy it. You know, just when they want to see what the hype is all about. They're going to be disappointed. But, you know, it is what it is.
But that speaks to my point, is that we have to own our shit. We have to stop treating the VH1 Hip Hop Honors and the BET Hip Hop Awards like it's something that we can miss, like an elective. Mm-hmm. I can't think of off the top of my head how many times Jay-Z has performed at the BET Awards.
Probably three, maybe. He don't perform that much now. You know, he always wins Hustler of the Year or whatever stupid award they just tailor made for Jay-Z. I'm glad B-Eazy not here to argue me about this. go ahead.
That, it just seems like there's this, most of the time when somebody wins an award at BET, and I'm saying most of the time just grabbing a number here because we don't fact check, we normally hear that person says that I'll be accepting this award, such and such couldn't be here. And it's not about timing because these niggas not that busy. It's an award show. You know when the fuck it is. Everybody in the industry is busy. They move it.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody made the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Everybody made the fucking Grammys. Like, hey, I got to be here for this. But the BET Awards, the VH1 Hip Hop Honors, unless you got an honor, they be like, yo, or you're in the tribute. If you're not getting the honor, you're not in part of the tribute, you're not there. Them niggas not even in the seats. It's just like, we don't have to be there. And we got to be honest.
Props to Beyonce just being there this year, knowing that next year is going to be her year to win all the awards. Like, she didn't have to do what she did for us to open up the show. Because, like I said, she wasn't up for any awards this year. But next year, Beyonce going to win, like, four awards. And it's going to be her show. I'm just being, you know, at a minimum four, you know.
She's going to be, what's the record, seven or some shit like that?
I think Lauryn Hill won, like, nine, didn't she, or some shit like that.
Beyonce will be close.
Yeah.
Speaking of, question. This is an honest question. When did we all start hating Alicia Keys?
When she stole that woman's husband. When she stole that dark skinned woman's husband, that's when we started hating her.
Now come on, man. How's that Alicia Keys fault?
She stole the man's husband. It's different if I'm cheating and you don't know I'm married. When you know I'm married and you still fuck with me, you just as trifling as I am. If I led you on to believe that I wasn't married, and then, you know, and we fall in love like Peter Guns and Amina, you know what I'm saying, then that's not your fault. But when you know I'm married and my wife rapped too, come on, man.
How did they end up with Swiss having a hotter year and Alicia Keys having a terrible year? In the community, I'm speaking of. Swiss was on everybody's track again. It was like fucking Rough Riders came out.
Because he upgraded, technically, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying he upgraded because Mashonda, she was unemployed. You know what I'm saying? Fine as she is, she was unemployed. And you can't, then, you know, your girlfriend / fiance makes the New York song, and then, you know, you can't lose.
So, Jerm, I hear you. I hear you 100%. But you know what? If that's going to be the logic that prevails, then don't nobody to watch Scandal no more. About married people, fuck around with other married people, and all that shit, or side pieces, stop watching Scandal.
I'm Team Millie all day. I hold no bones about it. I'm Team Millie when it comes to Scandal. I hate Olivia Pope. What she's doing is wrong, and Fitz is just as wrong, but I'm Team Millie. So, yeah, when it comes
How you Team Millie when Millie is in on it, too?
Millie not in. She just want to save her marriage. She wants to be in the limelight, her husband being the president, all that good stuff, but she still want to be married. She can't help it. Her husband fell in love with that black pussy. She can't help that. You know what I'm saying?
but she should be bringing the black pussy in and having tea with the motherfucker.
Hey, once the situation, she knows that the only way that he's going to stay president is because he's losing his mind. You know what I'm saying? He don't, like, if he can't have Olivia, he don't want the White House. Millie want him to have the White House, so she like, fuck it. Have your bitch, so you can have the, so we can have this White House. You can have your little side pussy. I'm content with that. You know, it's like a million. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you married to the president and you get divorced from the president, where do you go from there? Where do you go? I mean, you just, come on, man. You just can't, you don't let the most powerful dick go and then get some average dick. It just don't happen. No homo on anything I just said, people.
No, I think that's a good point, GQ. It's like we have this, this weird, can I still be easy's word? We have this weird dichotomy.
Oof.
I had to bring it back. 2 weeks in a row, man. That's going to be the right thing now. About the way we look at
stuff. Dichotomy, that's a new t-shirt for this episode?
New t-shirt, dichotomy, coming out next week, man. Make sure you go to nappyafro.store.com and get your shirt, man. we had that, you know what I'm saying? That's the situation. It's not okay for that shit to roll, but at the same time, we're only shaming half the party. You know, it's only Alicia Keys' problem.
I just wonder, like, I feel like we can't like more than one black woman at a time. Like, we love Beyonce, and that ain't changing. But we can't like, Alicia Keys no more. We can't like Sierra. Can't like Carrie Hilson. We can't like Kelly Rowland for real. We'll let her come around every once in a while. We can't like, Keisha Cole. Like, did y'all see all them, fish plate, jokes they had about Keisha Cole?
Damn.
Nah, what's she do now?
They had the meme up with her face and saying, while Beyonce was at the Grammys, Keisha Nicole was selling fish plates for $7 outside.
Oh, man. Shit.
Damn, them niggas getting brutal, man.
Damn. Hey, boy.
Can we not like more than one artist at a time if it's a black woman?
Hey, it's only room for one. I mean, it can only be one. I mean, that's just how it is. It's only one bad bitch.
She's apparently the baddest bitch, right? For real. Yeah.
And her name ain't Trina either.
Name ain't Trina, but I don't know, man. I just feel like it's. Can't say nothing else about Beyonce. It's not gonna go well. There's no real way to go from
right now.
What you mean? What's up with it?
I feel like she ain't got no buzz. I mean, she's on some remixes, but
yeah, she ain't doing shit.
Who are we talking about? Keisha Cole?
Nah, Nicki.
Nicki now.
Oh, Nicki. Oh man, I think Nicki's she's a sleeping giant right now. She took all 2013 off because I think she was just getting too far out there. And I really be 2014 is gonna be a big year for her because, you know, like she took 2013 off. She was just like, you know, I had starships and all that little, and I think she might be going back to the old Nicki, but that money she made being new Nicki might be like, I'm never going back to old Nicki, so who knows? But she might reemerge in 2014, sleeping giant.
So
let's not
come back as a Nicki Lewinsky?
She might come back to Lewinsky instead of the new Nicki that, you know, the pop star, you know, Katy Perry Nicki, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't know. Hopefully.
Hey, I told you on one of the other episodes that allegedly she's supposed to be knocked up.
I doubt it. I seen Instagram pictures. I don't think she knocked up, man.
Oh, that's right. You still follow Instagram? Right,
of course.
I quit following that motherfucker, man. I think she changed. She pulled the bait and switch on us. That day that we all started following, it was the most epic day on Instagram ever. And then after that, it was all the worst. It was all horrible.
Nah, I got y'all again. Sucking you in.
Yeah, she got pictures with dudes posing as Nicki in shots, and I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable with what I was seeing on the page, man. But for the other winners, but there were no other winners. It was all Macklemore for hip hop.
Yeah,
he won Macklemore. all the fucking rap awards.
Except for the rap song. He wasn't nominated for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the catch. But he did get the best rap song. He did get that.
Song, performance, album, and best new artist.
I just can't believe that this motherfucker beat Drake, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, well, Kanye. He shouldn't be Kanye. I don't see how he wins those. He only beat what? Kendrick's in sales?
Yeah, he beat everybody in sales. I think he beat everybody in sales.
No, he didn't. Drake sold like 1.6. Jay-Z was somewhere. I think Jay-Z was at 1.5 easy. Yeah. Macklemore was at 1.2.
Oh, 1.3. Dang. All independent, though.
Yeah, that's definitely a boost. But did Tech N9ne do numbers like that independent?
Hell no. He ain't never do no. He probably did like 100,000
independent. Oh, come on, man. We gonna shit on Tech N9ne?
I mean, I'm not gonna shit on him. I'm just saying. I mean, he had a cult following, but he's never went gold or nothing like that.
What were you about to say, GQ?
He's
trying
to give some facts.
So Drake. So actually, Drake. Nothing was the same. So 1,416,000 copies. And mind you, this is all rounded up. These are round numbers, people. These aren't exact.
And it came out in September, people. It came out September, people.
Right. So Drake's number, rounded again, was 1,416,000. Macklemore was 1,287,000.
And then what's K-Dot? 1-1?
K-Dot was 1,151,000.
And then, do you have Jay-Z? I'm sure Beans. Right. I'm surprised he ain't texted me and said Jay-Z.
I don't have Jay-Z.
But we know Jay-Z did like a million before it even dropped. So he did 1 point. Yeah, I think Jay-Z.
So if you count that million before, which the RIAA won't. It's 2 million, but it's like 1.1 something like that.
So everybody outsold him except for Kendrick, and he still won Album of the Year. And then if you listen to the content and the production, it's not close. So then my question to you is, what do y'all think they're using for the criteria? Or is there a criteria? Are they just picking their favorites?
They're picking their favorites. And what made more money?
Go ahead, John. My bad.
No. You go ahead. You was in thought.
I just think that, you know, the majority of, you know, the Grammy nominating committee is white. And I think they have the privilege to, you know, hear Macklemore and, you know, hear that and it's like, wow, I really like this. And that's their, you know, that's the only thing in their perspective. They're not really checking for anything else. So when they hear Macklemore, it's like, oh, wow, this is new, this is different, and I like it.
So if that's the case, though, should we stop fucking with the Grammys? And or B, should they stop judging who the fuck should win that category? Like, if we were doing an award show, we would hold the hip-hop down like a motherfucker. We would hold the R&B down like a motherfucker. But us giving out a gospel or jazz award would be ridiculous. Because we don't listen to that shit. So if we got people on the board that are voting for shit that they don't listen to, what the fuck are we doing? How is that still credible and good for my resume if you don't fuck with the genre that you're giving awards to?
That's why I can't get into your feelings about it, because you know that it's not representative of you.
But then we got to stop showing up. Like, I don't watch the shit. But Twitter was full of people complaining about the awards and still watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you? I forget who it was. I think it was Crystal West. She said, I don't understand why y'all want to be miserable. If you don't like the awards show, but you're still watching, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
So it's kind of like Jerm said, love it or hate it, the Grammys is the oldest show in town. And with age comes respect, right? So, you know, yeah, the Grammys don't represent us. Fuck the Grammys. It ain't, you know, they ain't never loved us. But at the same time, it has prestige. So even though we might not rock with it, that's why nobody gives a damn about BET Award, because it's only, what, like 9 years old? I mean, that's just the way it is. And we as black people can't even decide if we like BET or not. One minute we hate it, the next minute we love it, and then 2 weeks later we're going to boycott that shit again. And we're going to laugh at the Boondocks for making fun of that shit. And
Go ahead.
And so it's like, we got to decide, you know, I think it'd be great if we boycott the Grammys again, if we go back to that boycott, because it's not representing us. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, people want that respect. And it's, again, do we as black people want to fight for equal representation, or do we want to have our own shit?
I don't know. I mean, that goes back to the argument I made before about the MP3s. It's like the civil rights movement all over again. We get to a certain point and now we're like, okay, we're still going to be clamoring for this bullshit and respect when that's not really where we need to be at. It needs to be about our own shit. I think I talked about this on one of our Black Panther episodes back in the 90s when we had our own clothing, when we were rocking FUBU and Carl Kanai and shit like that. It was dope. Now if you got on FUBU or some shit like that, or any other black designer, if we could name three, people look at you like you're crazy. You wearing some cheap shit.
Yeah.
Like, we used to own shit, and now it's not even cool to own shit anymore.
Mm.
When we used to watch Martin, and we used to watch A Different World, and we see them all wearing HBCU and Negro League baseball shit, and Martin wearing IB Black Man shit. We was like, yo, that's dope. How do I look it up? Now we like, whatever, man. Let me go ahead and get the latest Versace shit.
Mm.
That motherfucker's not in your hood. Let me go.
You had to answer, Sway. You
got the answer. You ain't got the answer, Sway. It's ridiculous.
It ain't Ralph, though.
We shitting on Kanye for trying to push that envelope. It's like he's got a point. The nigga's not crazy. He's got a point.
Yeah, he's not crazy.
So, I it's a little early for us to get off on that Black Panther shit.
But y'all niggas mad about the Grammys. Wait till the American Musical. Y'all would really be pissed.
I mean, they openly say, fuck y'all. That shit is first. Like, at least y'all got some Jay-Z and Beyonce. You got a little Kendrick. The AMAs, you might get Kendrick, but it might be 50 seconds of Kendrick.
Oh God, I can't wait to see the rap nominees for the American Music Awards. Like, cannot wait.
Be Macklemore, Eminem,
Eminem,
third base,
MC Search.
They gonna dig up some white rappers. They gonna be like, yo,
the Beastie Boys.
Yes, tribute album to Mike Dean. They gonna be like, yo, album of the year.
This shit's gotta happen. And then they'll just throw Daft Punk in there because.
Yes, Daft Punk gonna be in the rap group. You like, why they in the rap? Like, why? Like, Justin Timberlake gonna be in the rap thing. Well, he did kind of rap on one song, you know, so.
Hey, man, if anybody at BET is listening to, you know, the Frocast, I know y'all listen to nappyafro.com. Go ahead and send us a couple passes, man. We'll come out and cover the event. We'll do a whole week-long event. We're going to make it big, man.
You got to throw in some insoles for Saul Wright, though. That's the only way we'd come.
And a back brace.
Yeah.
And a back
brace. A couple of lower tabs.
I need some insoles, a back brace, and a cane, one of the hurricanes. In case the terrain is difficult. I need all of that shit, so it's got to happen. But that would be dope, man. I really like to see BET Awards do it, but what else would it take? What do you think is making us not give a shit about the BET Awards? Is the programming on the program itself, or is it the awards we just don't respect, period?
I think it's people have a BET, they throughout the year, like, one day is not going to make up for all the bullshit y'all do, like, the other 364 days out the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't just try to, oh, boy, on this night we're going to be positive when, you know, I ain't going to say BET is negative because I think it's I'm about to use a big word, people, a microcosm of Black people.
Whoa!
I really think BET is.
Next week,
not saying all, I don't think all Black people act like what we see on BET, but the majority of us do. You know what I'm saying? BET, they like I said, they can do better. They can bring back the news. They can bring back, like, Teen Summit.
But we didn't watch that shit.
We did watch it. It's just
we didn't watch Don't Sleep. Don't Sleep.
No, I'm talking about the news with fucking the news. I'm talking about the news.
Yeah, Tavis Smiley and shit on there.
Yeah, I ain't talking about Tavis. I'm talking about, was it Ed Gordon or something like that? The man and the Jackie, you know, whatever her name was, they used to do the actual news, and they'd go just tell stories that deal with Black people, like, hey, the price of food stamps have dropped.
And that's what I'm saying. They brought it back, and we didn't watch it.
Oh.
So they brought it back. The show was called Don't Sleep. They brought the shit back. It was a 30-minute show. He used to have panelists on there and everything. And then people said that it was cool, but they needed more time. So then they brought it up to an hour long, and people stopped watching that shit. So it's not BET anymore. They've I feel like they've done their part. So what else is it for us to do? What's the disconnect?
I think we gotta admit that Black folks are picking.
Are we either white folks or Mexicans or anybody else?
Well, I think it's hard because we always want to try to put Black people into two categories, right? Like, either going to be conscious Black folks or going to be ratchet Black folks. Not knowing there's, you know, a million different options and choices. But we only try to pay Black people in either two different categories. And so if you try to make an all ratchet shit, you're going to upset Black people because we're not all ratchet. But if you try to make some positive shit at the whole time, you're going to bore people because everybody don't want to be positive all the time.
But that's not completely true either, because World Star Hip Hop is like the most popular website in the world. And that ain't nothing but ratchet.
But that's a website, though. That don't require you to sit there and watch it 30 minutes. You might log on there for five, 10 minutes and you can be gone.
First of all, there's no video on there less than 5 minutes.
I mean, I was about to say, I just got caught in the World Star Snake Hole the other day for like 2 hours. And I was just like, whoa, shit. I've been here 2 hours? Yeah. And shout out to World Star. I had the World Star app to my phone. I really feel bad, but I got the World Star app on my phone now, man. I just, god damn it. I ain't want to.
So I just out here and called them out for being ratchet and being the underbelly of the Black community, and you giving them props. And add them to your phone, John?
I'm a big fan of World Star. I think that people need to understand. You need to see what's going on, because some people have turned a blind eye to what goes on, you know, in the world. Like, people, you know, like I said, it's been going on for time. It's been going on for a long time. But I think some people still need to see it, man.
So, like, Jeremy, are you telling me that you watch this for educational purposes and to be aware?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm aware, but yes, I do, because, I mean, I want to know if I see somebody, if I see confrontation, I see somebody breaking out cell phones, it's time to get the fuck on, because I'm not about to get knocked the fuck out, you know. Like, I just added y'all in the video on Instagram that I want y'all to see, and this guy, like, you know, it's crazy.
So when you saw the security guard get slammed within an inch of his life, that was educational.
Yes. And let me know that if I weigh 130 pounds, I need not to be a security guard. You know what I'm saying? Because he got, and look, this is a high schooler slammed your ass like this. I mean, let me ask you a question. When you went home that day, your wife usually, you know, you come home about 4:30, 5 o'clock. You at home, it's like noon. Your wife say, hey, what happened? You know, what you going to tell her?
I got not suplexed.
That motherfucker got, I don't know what that was. That was some new movie.
It was a belly to back suplex. It was a Chris Benoit suplex, a German suplex.
Wow.
That motherfucker got slammed.
It was a who?
It was a German suplex.
I said, by who?
Oh, yeah, that guy don't exist. That guy don't exist, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
That guy never happened.
Inside for a horseman joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was. But that's what happened. And that's the shit they show. And that's the shit that we watch.
Is it not in it? But we always listen. You know, back in the day, it's all right. When you were young, you would watch the news and it was like, and jumped off a building today. They didn't show you, but now, man jumped off a building, you get to see this man jump off a building. You know, I think it all started with Rotten.com, you know, with the early days of the internet, when you only had like five sites to visit, and you just go to Rotten like every day. And I tell you, when I seen the man get his head cut off on the internet, that's when I knew. I was just like, whoa. Like, this shit is wild. Like, fucking guy got his head cut off. Like, I mean, this shit was nuts. And so, I think you need to see that. You know, I mean, that's just life.
But even those, even I think it was DefVac is when they shortened it, but Defecation Vacation was the other site that was like Rotten.com. I think it was Breaks. I think that was the other Breaks.com or Breaker.com or some shit like that showed all that bullshit. It wasn't a racial thing. It wasn't only tied to black folks or white folks or anything like that. Worldstar Hip Hop is our shit. It's like they go directly in the hood and slap the shit out of somebody's mama and turn the camera on. And that's what we get. And we watch it. And we pass it along and we laugh. And then Martin Luther King birthday shows up. Excuse me. The Observed birthday shows up. And we all putting up pictures of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Hey, what BET taught us. You can be positive one day out the end and be ratchet 364. It just, I mean, there's just nothing wrong with that, man. But, you know, I'm still a fan of Worldstar.
Damn.
Damn, sorry, Jack.
Check your
can't help it, man.
We about to have to send you the papers, man.
Damn. I'm capital B black. I'm trying to get this LACK, though. You know, I'm trying to get all caps. I told you, man, I filled out something the other day. Yes, I filled out something the other day. They didn't have black on there. They had African-American. It didn't say black. So I checked other and wrote in black. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let them know. Like, you know, I'm 100% black man. Like, no African-American, none of that over here, sir.
You know, somebody was taking I think it was a census report that been shown. This was on Twitter, on black Twitter. And it said, are you black, African-American, or Negro? Yeah. Yeah.
An option.
Yeah. Not only is that an option, it's time to kick somebody's ass, ain't it?
Yeah. You can't
just be Negro or colored.
A white dude called me colored one time. That shit fucked me all the way up, man.
Did he get
away
with it, though?
I mean, I was at work, so of course he got away with it.
Shit.
But it was one of those situations where it blew your mind. Like, he was just like, I know a whole lot of my colored friends that can't find a job because of these Mexicans. I said, did this motherfucker just say colored? Like, this shit just threw me back like 60 years, like, colored? Like, what the fuck? And, I mean, he said it, and it, like, he didn't even miss a beat when he said it. Like, he just kept on going. And I was just like, wow. You know, I was in South Georgia, so, you know what you get down there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like North Georgia. You know, South Georgia, totally different animal, where white people are referred to as crackers. Like, I don't care. I mean, they just, and then white people are proud of that. I'm a cracker. They'll say that shit. I'm like, damn. But,
they proud to be crackers and rednecks. And it's not the same thing. It's something totally different.
Yeah.
Andrew Zimmern showed us that on the goddamn Food Network. he go down there and like we're rednecks and we're proud. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, that's a whole different beast.
The Loco's called the Redneck Burger. Pretty fucking tasty. And you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yes, it's Loco's. It's a little grilling pub around, you know, Georgia area, and they got a fucking burger. It's called the Redneck Burger. I said, let me get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
did you order it proud? Like, did you?
Hell yeah, I said it.
I want Redneck Burger.
I sang that shit like Toby Keith.
yes, for some deer antler spray on the side.
Nah. I said, make sure my shit got mayonnaise, and I want an orange soda with it. Yeah, oh, I just let God, them know. Yeah.
You put mayonnaise on it too.
Yes. You know what? I forgot. We'll say that for episode 102.
We're going to talk about food again? Oh, shit.
Hey, and we ain't never do parts.
Hey, I listened to that Thanksgiving episode on my way to work today, yo.
Your ass got to work hungry in the motherfucker, didn't you?
I think DC listens to the episode anytime he get hungry just to get full.
Yo, man, this is the kind of stuff we do on the Frocast. If this is your first time listening, thank you. And it probably won't get any better. So just keep listening and keep hoping. But we ain't going to make no promises. We do have Black History Month coming up. That's usually when me and GQ turn it up a little bit. We try and give out advice and give out a few tips and try and be positive. That lasts for about a week.
Until I get back on the show.
It's back to the ratchet.
But you got any winners or losers this week? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, Mina.
Nah, I was about to go right into it, so go
for
it.
Okay, sorry.
Give me the losers.
My winner this week is the 18-year-old kid that Kanye West beat up in the doctor's office. He just got a settlement for $250,000.
Wait. He got $250,000 for saying that.
$250,000 for calling Kim Kardashian a nigger lover and taking a punch. So next time I see Kanye or Kim, I'm calling her nigga lover, and it's on. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I let Kanye whoop my ass for $250,000. I'll let you whoop my ass, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call your bitch a nigga lover. I'm going to call her a bitch. I'm going to call her everything. I need that money, Kanye. So that's my winner. My loser this week is Peyton Manning, because I really feel like you're going to lose the Super Bowl, and I can't wait to see your fucking face once you lose again and people take you off this fucking pedestal that we have you on right now. So, yeah.
Damn.
That's it.
Yo, Peyton goes deep, man.
Listen, man. It is, man.
That's an SEC quarterback, too, ain't he?
That never beat Florida. He's 0-4 against Florida. So,
but I'm saying, like, ain't that the conference? Shouldn't you be showing love for the conference right now?
Listen. Once you go to the NFL, man, it's not. Long, if you're not a Gator, I really don't care about you, man. I can't, just be honest with you. Yeah.
That's cold-blooded, man. You hating on him like he said, nigga.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, look at Peyton, man. He just said nigga a couple times.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Look at him.
GQ Blue, man. What are your winners and losers this week?
So I have two losers and I have one winner. So my winner this week is Anthony Bennett, who posted career highs last night in the Cavs lost to the Pelicans. He had a career high of 15 points.
Is this your real winner?
Yeah.
I think it's sarcasm.
He's my winner. My loser's Kyrie Irving, because I can't read any Cavaliers dirt sheet without somebody calling out Kyrie, saying he whines, saying he's overrated, saying he hasn't developed in his third season like they wanted him to.
He did go to Duke. So it sounds about right for a Duke player in the NBA. I mean, it sounds like all the typical traits that a Duke player has in the NBA. I can't name one that was like, ooh, shit. Like, I mean, I can't name one.
Shout out to Shane Battier, but
Oh, talking about the king of the charge? Go ahead.
Oh, God.
And my loser this week, even though it's not the Pro Horseman, it's still WWE, since I just found out today that CM Punk walked. Vince, how could you let one of your best wrestlers walk? It's a shame. It's horrible.
And on that, I'm piggybacking right on that. CM Punk is my winner this week. To be able to be at the top of the game, you're second or third on the roster. You're making the money. You are like the second or third face of the company. To just be able to walk away because you don't like the way they're fucking doing shit, that's like a dream, yo. I would love to be able to be at a top job and just be like, you know what? Fuck what y'all doing. I'm out. I'm going home. And to tell them off while you're doing it, that's dope. So he's my winner this week.
So Punk walked off the job?
Quit, nigga. Quit.
Apparently, I'm going home.
Is this another one of his little publicity stunts?
I don't think this one is a publicity stunt. So allegedly, I guess at the Royal Rumble Sunday, he had a concussion. He sustained a concussion or something. They wanted to make him pass the test. And he passed the test, but instead of bringing him out there to do the storyline that he was supposed to do Monday, they told him to come out there and tell the fans something. And he didn't like it. So he said, I'm not telling the fans this. I passed all your stupid tests. Fuck it, I'm going home. Y'all robbing me of my WrestleMania glory, and I'm out. And he dipped. So he was scheduled for a couple other shows, and they pulled him off those shows. And in Black Twitter, we understand what this means. WWE unfollowed him.
Woo!
So that's it. That's official.
That's a messy breakup right there.
Hey, you get broke up with. Once somebody unfollow you, dog, hey, they don't fuck with you no more, dog. That's the worst. He got unfollowed by the employer.
He got the Black Twitter version of death, nigga.
Hey, that's it. Now his face is still up there on the page because they're probably trying to salvage that shit. But Punk ain't having it. He's out. So
y'all can put up a picture of CM Punk holding up a belt, and said this could be us. What you playing?
That would be perfect, yo. That would really be the shit. Loser this week. I think it's got to be Richard Sherman.
What?
Here's the reason he's a loser. You go out and make that stance. You get America talking about racism and the use of thug. And you get all this beautiful shit. The commercial comes out. And what do you do a week later in front of the media? You apologize. Don't apologize for that shit, bro. Everything was perfect. You said what you said. You defended what you said. You gave the reason for what you said. You attacked them for attacking you. And then you turned all the way around and said, but I need to conduct myself differently.
Oh, man. The New York Times put you on the back page and said, where's Richard Sherman now?
So you know what this means. This means that going into the Super Bowl, it'll be another unstellar playoff performance. He'll have one defended pass, one tackle. And that's it. He won't be
and a Super Bowl ring. And a Super Bowl ring.
He's not getting a ring. He's not
sorry. Do you think the man got to him?
No, I think that.
You don't think the man got to him? You don't think the man got to him and said, Richard, I really think you should apologize for what you did just to clear up everything. I really think the man got to him. I don't think he wanted to do it. I think the man got to him, man. I'm just going to be honest, man. I don't see you going, you know, what you apologizing for? For, you know, them sticking a camera in my face 20 seconds after I made one of the best plays I ever made in my life. You know what I'm saying? To send my team to the Super Bowl. And I mean, I really think the man got to him, man.
I don't think it's the man. That's an apology like you embarrassed your parents. That's an apology like your mama.
Exactly. Your employer made you do that. Like,
your mom and dad is your employer?
No, basically in the NFL, your employer is your mom and your daddy. They tell you whatever.
Nah, I feel like he got shamed. I feel like his mom was like, I got to defend this shit. Every day I go to work at the post office, and all I do is see them playing the clips and talking about you and calling you a monkey. You embarrass his family. And now he's like, okay, mama, I'm sorry. My parents and that. I shouldn't have done it. Like, nah, dog, you just don't do that. Sometimes we got to, hey, you defended the shit perfectly. It was a perfect conversation going on with the use of thug and the way you described it. And that whole conversation was lovely. Whether that was your goal or not. And then you turned right around and said, you know what? Everybody is right. I'm sorry. And then, and not only that, the hatred that you had for Crabtree became, it's just good natured.
But you know what? I'm glad he didn't go back and apologize. He didn't outright say he was wrong for that shit. He didn't take none of that shit back. I'm glad he didn't do that.
He did. He said, I shouldn't have done it.
The man got to him.
But he didn't say, oh, I'm glad he didn't say, oh, really, he's a great player. You know,
I'm glad he didn't turn it that far.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest, Crabtree is mediocre. I mean, he's like third or fourth option on that team. You know, let's be honest. But
I agree, man. He's only got like one season over 1,000 yards receiving. No double-digit touchdown seasons. And those are facts I saw right, which means he probably has 3 1,000 yard seasons. And 72
Pro Bowls. All pro.
He might have set all San Francisco receiver records already.
He broke Jerry Rice single season record. Well, look, hey, we're safe on that. We know he ain't breaking no single season records for the 49ers.
I might be safe on that part, but the numbers, I'm probably off. You know what I'm saying? Numbers never lie, but Saul Wright often does. That's pretty much how it goes. So yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this show up, man. Let's get our shout outs. King Jeremy, you wanna do your shout outs before we get to, you know, we know what GQ gonna do.
Okay, man. Shout out to all my Seattleians or Seattleans. However you say a person from Seattle. Seattleians. I don't know what the fucking word is.
That don't sound right at all.
Seattleans. I mean, it's got to be something. Seattlers. I don't know what it is. People from Seattle. Shout out to all y'all. You know, town's going to be crazy. Super Bowl champion's going to be in y'all town. And so all my shout-outs going to the people from Seattle. You're having the best week ever. Malcolm Moore brought the y'all the rap, the center of rap right now. Football, everything's great, man. So Seattle, that's my shout-out, man.
GQ Blue, you want to give your shout-outs, man?
I'm going to give them a shout-out. Hey, Q.
Hey, Q.
Going to be the Valentine's Day shirt for Nappy Afro. Shout out to the mob, man. You know, I'm still pretty blued out. You know, I'm gonna be blue all centennial, man. Also, shout out to, speaking of being Greek, shout out to Discreetly Greek. I just got one of their shirts. They're a dope site that caters to Black Greek clothing. It's a pretty dope site. I got a shirt that says "When Doves Fly." That's the dopest shit ever. Somebody actually merged my love of Prince and Sigma together into one dope shirt. So, yeah, man.
Oh, speaking of Prince, man, he was my loser for the week. Dropping his lawsuit against.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. He has sued 22 people for recording, for putting upload videos of his show that they was at. You know, they own little videos from their phone. So he has sued them 22 people, $1 million apiece. And his fans, how you sue your own fans for $1 million? After they pay $1,000 to get to your weak ass concert. But that's besides the point. So, you know, anyway. So yeah, shout out to Prince for being a fuck nigga. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Damn. I'm done.
I don't even want to follow that shit, man. He said Prince is a fuck nigga. Damn. Yeah, that's cold-blooded, Jerm. My shout-out, you know, shout-out to the usual suspects. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Shout-out to everybody who called in last week. We appreciate it. Shout-out to Kira for giving my defense on that. Because LPH called in and said Saul Wright ain't shit. Appreciate you calling in, bro. You know, it's always good. It's always good when you come through the show and show a little love to everybody on the staff. We appreciate that, man.
Shout out to GQ Blue for trolling LPH the other day.
He was killing him. He was killing. I wanted to say so much, but I was like, man, that's just going to turn the heat on me. Everybody be like, fuck, nigga, you left. Oh, my God. GQ, I'm so proud
of you. Shout out to Saul Wright for re-editing the show last week. We missed a couple of the shout outs for the episode 100, but Saul Wright said, fuck it. He went in there. He re-edited the shit, made sure all the fucking people that called in was on the show, even rearranged some shit. So shout out for Saul Wright for doing it. He didn't have to do it. He could have said, you know, fuck you, B-Eazy. Fuck you, King Jerm. I ain't doing shit. But nah, Saul Wright was like, you know what, man? He did it. Took his time. So shout out to Saul Wright. He was my hero for my winner of the week. I meant to throw Saul Wright. That's what I meant to do for my winner. I'm sorry.
Hey, but, yeah. I appreciate that, man. Jerm is giving y'all the cleaned up version. I fought B-Eazy tooth and nail. And then. Yeah. When he went ahead and gave me the pink slip, he said, all right, well, then we just got to get somebody else to do it. I went ahead and, you know, I went ahead and put on my white gloves, and I did a little soft shoe for him, and I went ahead and re-edited the show. That's the only time we edited.
Yeah. That's the only time. I've never seen a man cry for his job before, but I seen
cried,
him cry.
So to keep up the Pro Horseman crossovers in the show, Saul Wright, did you join the Kiss My Ass Club?
Yes, he did. That's
we didn't take it too far. We took it too far.
Hey,
shit.
BZ probably doesn't wear a thong, so I don't mean.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's definitely time to end the show, man. This episode 101 of the Procast, nappyafro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting there with King Jerm and GQ Blue. We will holler at y'all next time on 102, nappyafro.com. Buy a shirt, nigga. Peace.
Peace.
Dichotomy.
Just randomly say dichotomy.
I'm trying to find a way to use it in my real life.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.